Welcome to the Post Game Plan. I'm your host, Ali Samani, and this is the career development home for all current and former professional athletes. We're really excited today. We have a special guest. His name is Eric Knott, and he's played for the Arizona Diamondbacks as well as the Montreal Expos in Major League Baseball. He played 11 years professional, and he has an excellent story to share with us, many stories about his ups and downs, and I guess some of the key learnings that he's had throughout his career and where he sees both the career development and the player development program going forward in Major League Baseball. Eric, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great. How about yourself?
I'm doing really well. Thank you so much for joining us today and sharing your story with our audience. You know, I guess to get started, tell me a little bit about when you first started out in your career. Did you enter into Major League Baseball right away, or did you play professionally somewhere else?
I went to 4 years of college, left college about 12 hours shy of my degree, signed a professional contract with the Arizona Diamondbacks, went to Lethbridge, Canada for rookie ball. I've never left really the state of Florida until then, and just started embarking on an 11-year career that took me all over the world and all over the United States.
Wow, okay. So that, I guess, you spent time playing in various countries, different parts of the world. When exactly through that 11-year period did you play Major League Baseball?
I played Major League Baseball in 2001 through 2003. Was up and down, never spent a full year in the majors, was never considered a top prospect or, you know, a can't-miss guy. I only spent a short time in the major leagues, but, you know, those were the heydays of my career so far.
Right. So do you think, is this a kind of a common type of experience, would you say, for many individuals that are, you know, trying to make it to the league? Obviously, the numbers speak for themselves. There's only about 750 individuals that make it to the majors professionally, and you're obviously competing with individuals around the world, so it's a very competitive landscape. Would you say it's something that's common that individuals maybe just get an opportunity to play for 1 or 2 years?
I think in baseball, definitely. In baseball, you got to work your way up the ladder. Unlike the NFL or the NBA, the NFL, you're drafted, and if you're talented enough to make a team, you're right in the National Football League. I started out in rookie ball, making $850 a month, and just kind of worked my way up to the major leagues, and you've got to earn your spot in the major leagues by working your way up there. There's a very short list of guys that go right out of college, and definitely hardly any guys that have went right out of high school right to the major league level.
Right. Now, there's so much there that I want to ask you about. Taking it back to, I guess, your time while you were playing, did you consider life after the game? I mean, I know that... Well, I guess let me preface that question. How long is the Major League Baseball season? How many months?
Major League Baseball season, we show up for spring training beginning of February, and the minor league season runs about the first week of September, and the major leagues goes through the end of September into the first week of October.
Wow. So there's no question that you're essentially occupied throughout the year. If anything, you have a couple of months off. Did you get time or any opportunity to think about post-retirement, time after the game, or any type of planning?
I thought about it all the time, but I never really sat down with anyone or really seriously with myself and wrote out a game plan or I was always living in the moment, trying to become the best baseball player I could be. I wasn't worried about becoming an accountant or a sales manager or a teacher or a coach afterwards. I was always, focused on the now.
Right.
And, looking back on it, it's a mistake, and it's a mistake that most of the guys make. You don't want to start taking one foot out the door. You want to stay focused on baseball and to kind of start preparing for something after baseball is kind of an admittance, maybe a subconscious admittance that, you know, your career, you know, is going to end, which it is going to end. Even, you know, the greatest players, the most successful players only play till they're, you know, 38, 39, 40 years old. But there's a whole, you know, there's 25 years of, you know, prime working years after baseball that you have to think about.
Exactly.
None of them really do.
Yeah, now, that being said, did you, like, where were your colleagues at the time in terms of their preparation? Were some of them preparing for life after the game, or is this kind of a common type of situation where individuals, because it's so competitive, individuals are just trying to make it into the majors, and primarily their focus is that?
If I played with a forward thinker like that, I didn't know who they were. You know, in the clubhouse, there's not a lot of talk of what you're going to do after baseball. You know, a lot of guys in the off season, they coach or they give lessons. I don't know of anyone really that tried to prepare for after baseball during their off season. You know, to be good and to be successful in any professional sport, it's pretty much got to be a 12 month commitment.
Right. Wow. So, now, were there any resources available to you from, I guess, the directive of the player development program in the majors or even in the minors? Were there any resources that you could kind of reach out to that you think would have been helpful for you?
No, there wasn't any resources available. And when I decided to go back to college and finish my degree last year, I had to write a senior research paper. Excuse me, and I started looking into the career development and continuing education programs in Major League Baseball, and even to this day, there aren't any.
Wow.
I don't know, maybe in the last year or so, but just from my studies and my research, they're years behind what the NBA and the NFL, even the NHL, is doing to help their current and former players.
Wow. And now with such an international type of game that the Major League Baseball has, I guess that would be something that's vitally important, especially considering the amount of, you know, like you said, the amount of dedication and time commitment that's required to make it to an elite level. Now, what did you complete your degree in? And I know you mentioned that you just finished it, and congratulations for that. I think that's fantastic that you got an opportunity to do that.
I completed my degree in sports administration with a minor in business administration and management. During my high school and college days, I really never anticipated having the opportunity to play pro baseball. I was a late round draft pick, and I always thought, you know, that I would get a job. I wanted to get a job in a front office or become a scout. I always wanted to stay in sports. That's why I stayed in the sports administration field.
And did you notice any opportunities, I guess, coming out of college that were of interest to you?
Well, after my junior year of college, I realized that I would get the opportunity to play professionally, so I never started that post-college job search or process. I went right from my last game in college onto a plane and started my pro career.
Wow! Now, and how about now? What are the kind of main objectives that you're kind of looking at and focusing on in terms of your career? And what are you kind of doing on a day to day today?
Well, on a day to day basis, I'm working, you know, with my father's construction company here in Florida. And to be quite honest, it's been a real struggle. And I wish that I would have, you know, had better, looked ahead better and started preparing for after my baseball career. You know, most of the guys that play are not going to be financially secure when they're done playing. I mean, pretty much everyone's got to go pro in something else after their career is over. And I was just, I'll be quite honest, I was unprepared.
Wow. Now, is there, I mean, I'm sure there's a Retired Players Association for Major League Baseball. Is that something that you're a part of as well?
Yes, I'm a part of the Alumni Association. I stay involved in that. I try to help out. But as far as assistance for former and current ball players for career development and continuing education, there's no real program outlined by them. I know they're working on it. I've talked to some people. They are working on a program, but they're slow to implement something.
Wow, a real eye-opener, and I hope that, you know, something that, you know, both individuals within the industry like myself and former retirees of the game like yourself can really get involved in, and I'm sure there are going to be many opportunities for us to do that. Now, this has been a fantastic interview, and I really want to thank you for your time. And just to conclude, I know that, you know, at the end of each show, we have a pay it forward type of moment where our guest has an opportunity to speak to some of the both aspiring, current, as well as former players that are out there on maybe one or two key lessons that they think would be valuable to share based on their experiences. And this is an ideal opportunity, and I would love for you to share that with our audience.
If I could say anything to guys that are playing now, you know, the guys that have been in AAA for 4 or 5 years, the guys that aren't getting rich playing the game, you know, the guys that are sticking through it for the love of the game, don't be afraid to, you know, ask for help, talk to people, maintain a network, because there is going to be a day when you're done playing and, you know, the game pretty much shuts the door on you and moves on. Even the greatest players are replaced, and, you know, the game's over, you have your memories, but you still got to move forward, and it's never too late to start preparing. It's inevitable that you're going to have to probably do something else, and just don't be afraid to ask for help or, you know, seek resources and people that can help you with a smooth transition out of the game and then something else.
Wow, fantastic advice. Thank you so much, Eric. Now, where can my listeners catch you either online, Twitter, Facebook, and LinkedIn and all that good stuff?
You can follow me on Twitter at ENOD11. You know, I throw a lot of baseball tweets out there. I ran a little bit about politics and life. I love Twitter, and you can find me on Facebook. Find me on LinkedIn. I really wish I would have used those social media avenues a little better before I was done playing.
A good key, I guess, point of advice definitely for current players to leverage those tools, build relationships and contacts and connections. Eric, I really want to thank you for taking the time out to speak with our listeners. And this is Eric Knott, former professional athlete for Major League Baseball, your host, Ali Somani, and you can catch me on Twitter at ALYSOMA. And I look forward to speaking to everyone on the next interview. Eric, thank you so much for your time once again.
Thanks for having me.
No problem. Pleasure.